In thousand town I was brought up, in that city of great fame. My decent friends and family, they'll tell to you the same. 'Twas for the sake of £500 I was sent across the main, for 7 long years in New South Wales to wear the convict's chain. I'd scarce been there 12 months or more upon Australia's shore, when I took to the highway as I'd often done before. There was me and Jackie Underwood and Webber and Walmsley too. These were the true associates of poor Jack Donahue. Now Donahue was taken all for a notorious crime, and sentenced to be hanged upon the gallows tree so high. But when they came to Sydney jail, he left them in a stew. And when they came to call the roar, they missed Jack Donahue. As Donahue made his escape to the bush, he went straightway. The people, they were all afraid to travel night and day. For every week in the newspapers there was published something new concerning the dauntless hero called the Bone Jack Donahue. As Donahue was cruising one summer's afternoon, without a notion that his death was drawing near so soon, a sergeant of the horse police discharged his carabine and called aloud on Donahue to fight or to resign. Resign to you, you cowardly dogs, a thing I never will do, for I'll fight this night with all my might, cried Bone Jack Donahue. I'd rather roam these hills and dales like wolf or kangaroo than work 1 hour for the government, cried Bone Jack Donahue. He fought 6 rounds with the horse police until the fatal ball, which pierced his heart and made him start, caused Donahue to fall. And as he closed his mournful eyes, he bade this world adieu, saying, convicts all, both large and small, say prayers for Donahue.